One of the true signs of summer in this area is a car show in the park, and you happen to find one?
Right. The great band War spoke of the lowriders, and we have a picture of a young kid admiring the hydraulic portion of a local lowrider from the Sweet Desires Car Club. A nice photo to taper down as we get close to the end of summer.
Mm-hmm. And moving past the cover, some business news from Arrowhead Park.
So Arrowhead Park's been on campus at NMSU for a while. It's a business and research facility. Our reporter Mike Cook talks with them about what's going on currently and what their plans are. And speaking of Arrowhead, we have a nice guest column this week from former NMSU chancellor and former NMSU governor, Gary Carruthers, who was one of the original planners out at Arrowhead. It's great to hear from the former governor, who also happens to have a birthday later this month.
All right. And up next, an NMSU grad and longtime columnist bringing something new and old to the bulletin.
Right, new and old. I mean, Baxter Black is known for being a cowboy poet, but most of his columns touch on current events or good stories. But this week he's actually got a cowboy poem for us, so it's nice to get that in there.
Tomorrow we'll be hearing from Las Cruces Public Schools Superintendent Ralph Ramos with the beginning of a new school year. And you are hearing from one school board member who is not going to seek another term. Tell us more.
The elections for the school board are this November, along with some city council elections and some other things. But Maria Flores, who's been on the board quite a while, announced just the other day that she won't be seeking another term. So we've got a report on that decision and what she's done on the board in the past few years.
All right. Moving on to the arts and entertainment section, what's on tap?
Oh, man, there's a lot of stuff going on coming up. The Project in Motion, this is a really fascinating art group. They're over in the Cotton Gin on Compress, and they're going to open their season with Othello the Remix. And some of you may have seen this. It features a lot of talented Las Cruces, and they do a hip-hop version of that Shakespeare play Othello. And that's just the first of the events at Project in Motion. That one kicks off August 20th, and they have equally cool events going on through the fall. Over at Art Obscura on August 19th, the Lizard Glitter Poetry Slam will be going on. That should be a lot of fun. And at the Black Box Theater, a couple of white chicks sitting around talking is still ongoing at that theater downtown.
I feel like I've been in that play.
And then over at the Holy Cross Retreat, they're gearing up for the Franciscan Arts Festival September 4th and 5th. That's always one of my favorite events in the community. And they, like so many other events, had to go dark last year. And it's such a beautiful setting there. And it's mostly outdoors, so even if you're a little concerned about the pandemic, you can be out there in the open air in that beautiful setting and enjoy the art and the friends, and there's beer and wine there, too.
All right, now let's get back to business. A business that's been around in Las Cruces, but in a smaller way, is expanding.
Right, we're starting to see a little bit of a trend going on with businesses that got their legs going at the farmer's market with a booth selling things, and then at some point they grow enough to graduate to a brick-and-mortar store, and that's what happens to the Mew Boutique. They do a lot of interesting little arts and crafts, and they sell cards, and it's a nice variety, so we tell their story. And Jim Magic, which has been in town for years providing activities for young people, they've opened an early childhood development center called The Village, and that gives us another outlet, an important outlet for the youngest people of our community.
All right, finally, getting closer to that first Aggie home football game.
You know, what better way to start the season than against our arch rival, the Miners from UTEP and Aggie Memorial Stadium. It's a night game, so it should be cool enough by the 7:30 kickoff to cheer on some football and get something close to normal going on. And that's just a sampling of things. We've got lots more stuff in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin, and you can always see what's going on our Facebook page or at lascrucesbulletin.com. Have a great week, everybody, and thank you, KC.
Thank you, Richard, for the update.
All right. You take care.